WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are we're kicking things off. It's quiet right now at Costas. It will not be quiet because it's like lunchtime on Thursday, and the Oyster guys are coming in. My wife's in the fan club over here wearing Stacey Keibler shirts. It is our 25th anniversary. It's going to be long. In 2 days, we have to extend it because I'm getting older. We're going to be at Drug City on Friday. You know, you go to Drug City anytime you want, get a snowball, stop by the fountain, get a milkshake. And while you're at it, make your way down here to Costas. They have lottery in both places, which I love. It's all sponsored by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as Window Nation. Eric's going to be mad at me, so is Harley. The floppy hat, I forgot it today. I'll wear it tomorrow at Drug City. And also, our friends at Raskin Global, I forgot my damn crab mallet. So I think we can find a crab mallet here at Costas. What do you think, Tom?
So.
Yeah. Tom Pierce is here for Classic 5. He's going to kick things off only because he was the first one to say, yeah, I'll come over to Dundalk at 11 o'clock in the morning and talk about my golf courses and Philadelphia sports and all that stuff. We're going to be doing our 25th anniversary. I just want to kick it off and let everybody know. Bob Nussgart's going to be here later, who is probably the reason I'm here, because he was my boss at the News American and went to the Sun, and finally I remember him bringing me there. So we're going to tell some crazy stories. Kenny Albert's already been on for an hour this week talking about the genesis of our friendship and starting the show. But you signed up to be here at the beginning, and if there's nothing else that's going to happen now that you've been sucked into my life as a client, now a friend, and now that I know you, we have so much in common with Philadelphia sports. This is going to be a fun conversation, but all these people I've collected through 32 years of being on the air, 25 years of the radio station, I'm in Dundalk where I figured if I do the show here, at least people would show up because I have friends and family here, and then my kid's sick. So Mr. Statham's coming later to play the piano. We're going to have a little bit of fun with him as well. So all these years, and I collected all this, not everybody knows about the Dump Trumpy signs. They think it's political. I'm like, no, it's Bob Trumpy, the announcer. He pooped on Baltimore. This isn't even like WNST history. This happened before WNST existed. You may know the story. You may not. You may know about my books. You may not. You may know about us doing the show in the little house up off of Timonium Road in Dwight Weller's mother's garage all summer where they mowed the lawn and I sneezed just to keep my career alive, to have the like crazy stories, but I'm going to tell every story over the next 6 months. We're going to do 25 WNST stories of glory about how all this got here, how all these crazy signs. My wife has Free the Bird signs, defense signs, Ray 252 signs. What else do we have? We have Free the Bird shirts. We have Get Nasty shirts. We have Spank the Yank signs. I found a few Clobber Clevelands. I Believe in Steve. Bring that over. This is Steve McNair sign. This would be like me showing you a Donovan McNabb exactly. sign or something, right? Like or a Jaworski sign, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So we have all this history here, but even as far as I go back 25 years, your golf courses have like, I was telling my wife, like, didn't Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer like shoot it out at Mount Pleasant or something?
No, Arnold Palmer did. That way he won his third professional event at Mount Pleasant in the Eastern Open in the 50s.
In the 50s.
Yes.
I was trying to say to her when it was, because we drive up and down Hill and Row, we drive up and down Paring Park. I mean, we traverse the city. And I said to her, there's all, because we went past Pine Ridge the other day. We went up to the Big Truck Brewery. We took the back road out of the radio station north. And I said, man, they got these simulators in there. And I mean, golf, we pass golf courses all the time, but you're like a real institution to Baltimore. And I got you close to Sparrows Point down here at the Country Club,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Ed Hale's joint, as we would say, right?
Yes.
But your Classic Five's like as intrinsic. You have 100-year-old courses, right?
Clifton opened in 1915.
So 109 years. Man, it's something keeping any business running a month.
I know. And especially something that's an outdoor business that Mother Nature can cause damage, cause problems to you.
I felt bad that you were the first guest. And I thought when Maroon's coming tomorrow, so Maroon's going to meet me, because he wanted to come see Drug City, because Drug City. Now, have you ever been to Costas or no? This is your first time here.
No, this is my third time
here. Okay, so you know about the crabs and the crab cakes and the beer and the bar and the Christmas lights and like all the fun things we have here. Nobody knew about Drug City outside of Dundalk. So I've become George's sort of, you know, apostle to go out and tell everybody that Drug City's more than like a pharmacy or just a funny name.
Right.
That's from literally, I mean, Drug City, 1954. So man, I'm talking institution play. Bill Cole from Cole Roofing, one of our great sponsors, 1919, same as my parents were born. So like these things that have been around forever, I don't do enough celebrating of the 25 years that we've done. And when you've had a golf course 100 years, you're there in 2015, you make a big deal. You put t-shirts together.
Yep,
we did a logo,
yep,
right?
Yep, we did. We did a 100-year logo. Exactly is what we did.
I know you do.
Yeah, we did all that.
Well, you have to, right?
Well, you do. I found that some people don't, you know, with your anniversary, it's big for us, but some people it's not. So we do it mainly for our regular golfers and for ourselves. It's a celebration. I mean, anything that lasts 100 years.
So what's your official position? Like, you're the first guest. I don't even know where to begin with this. My wife's handing me induct art signs. My wife's handing me the Ray 252s and the Believe in Joes. She's going to wind up getting me like 3 beers. I'm going to wind up crying when Mr. Stadium gets here. That's going to be, we're going to play the piano and sing songs and have fun. But, you know, sponsors are intrinsic to this, right? I've been doing golf stuff for, I had a golf show on weekends with Jamie Watson. We've done, you know, all sorts of different, I brokered hours for golf. The guys that do my Saturday morning show, they do a golf show from every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. The golf community's always been strong. And anytime there's a major, there's always been a swell about conversation. But more than that, it's the one thing that you can go do on your own. Right now, I played tennis. I needed a partner.
Right.
Or I had a wall. Anybody, my wife always has interest in golf. Like, so I start talking simulators to her when we passed Pine Ridge the other day. She's exactly who you're talking to. Billy picked up a golf club. He made fun of golf as long as I've known him. 65 years old, had never picked up a golf club seriously. He plays 5 days a week now. So it's something that even I at 55, once I get my back together, they're going to put me back together like Humpty Dumpty. It's something anybody can do. And so for you, what's your role? And tell everybody why you're my crazy first guest here today.
All right, well, my role, I'm the executive director of the Classic Five. So, of course, running all the five courses, the city courses that are owned by the city.
I'm just trying to remember them all. So let's see, Mount Pleasant, Clifton Park, Forest Park, Carroll Park, and Pine Ridge.
And to confuse people, because the city owns the reservoir, so that's city property, actually, even though it's located in Baltimore County.
So Loch Raven Reservoir
is owned by the city, just like Liberty is owned by the city. So that's technically city property. But it's in the county. It just confuses people.
So here's the other thing. So one of my dearest friends in the world, Rob DeBilius, my oldest friend in the world, he worked at the poop plant. We're from Dundalk, and he could walk to work from where we lived and where he lived growing up. And it was always, he was a city employee. Right? I mean, it was, even though it was in the county, it was in Essex, right? Or does Dundalk claim it? We're not going to solve that here today, Costas. We're not. So you have these five courses, the four are in the city, and they are these venerable. How long's Pine Ridge been up there?
Pine Ridge, I think, opened in mid-50s. I think it was 55, 56.
I mean, that was a country.
Yes.
I mean, like, way out in the country in the 50s. Because WNST came in 1956, and our tower went up, and you guys are, I mean, as a crow flies, or as the eagle flies, or where we are, the hawk flies, maybe a mile and a half from the radio station. Mm-hmm. You know, and I realize how country that area was in the 1950s.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, it had to be just woods. I mean, they took it and built it out of the woods. Somebody back then, Reckon Parks from the city, started the course, got it moved. I mean, it was a great idea. Somebody to go about a half mile to three quarters of a mile in off of Delaney Valley Road and then put this golf course right on the reservoir. I mean, somebody had great foresight back then to do that.
See, I would have been more into golf if my dad was. My dad grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, born in 1919. My dad was into basketball, boxing, baseball was his, you know, love. But, like, never, you know, the horses, never gamble. Mm-hmm. My dad drank beer in Costas in the 70s for sure. But, you know, so golf is one of those things that the only way it came to me, Mr. Frank Bolk across the street, God rest his soul, he was a beautiful man, and it was a policeman. At the jail, and he had golf clubs that he would put in it, and every Saturday morning he'd come out in his funny shoes, you know, and I'd see him put his clubs in the back seat. I don't think anybody else on my block played. My dad didn't play, but, and this is a baseball story, we would take the 23 bus up to Highland Town and go to G&A Coney Island Hot Dog or Mr. Rivera's Pizza, and we'd take the 22 bus. So the 22 bus left Highland Town, and it went down Edison Highway, and across through Little Flower and Blair Edison, and where Eddie Lauer lived, and then we would go up into Clifton Park, and friggin' golf balls would be hitting the bus, you know? So to say that golf is this, you know, suburban thing or whatever, I mean,
no.
There was never a trip to Memorial Stadium in my life, literally in my life, because I only lived in the east side of Baltimore, that I didn't go through a golf course to get there.
Oh, no. Goth is for everybody. I mean, we work with the First Tee, and they do programming from, I mean, little kids, and we have our own junior programs, and it's kids from all over. We don't just get them from the neighborhoods. We get anybody that wants to play.
Ed Lauer's going to be here later, one of my lifer friends. He grew up, and I know he's going to tell me we hit golf balls, because it's a block and a half from his... He'll tell me what hole it was. But I don't know that Ed golfs, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I know he had an opportunity to hit a golf ball, right? And if you grew up in row houses in East Baltimore in the 1970s, finding a place to hit a golf ball, there was a guy who used to hit golf balls at Norwood Elementary because there was enough space, mm-hmm. and I would see him doing it when I was in the eighth grade or whatever. But it's not like a basketball court or even a soccer field. Or in my neighborhood, baseball was available. We had diamonds, you know what I mean? But it has to be made available, and you're the guy that makes that available, I think, for the city, right?
Right. I mean, literally. I mean, our purpose is we went to have the golf course. It's all about fun. Anybody coming out to play, don't care your skill level. It's supposed to be enjoyable. Have anybody come out, do the recreation. As you said, you play by yourself, you play with it. Three other people, two other people, but to enjoy your time out there. We do have some competitive events, but that's not for everybody. You know, some people think golf, it is a hard sport. It's a sport you have to play a lot of it to get consistency.
To not lose balls.
I mean, everybody that knows me thinks I play golf every day. I've played three times since October, but I've played golf.
I felt bad that you were coming over here today because it's such a nice day, and I'm like, you could be on the golf course.
Oh, the courses are busy. I'm happy.
And you're like, no, I wouldn't be golfing. I'd just be sitting in an office I'd be doing like work.
Yep.
You know? And by the way, my wife's a hero today. She's taking the day off. She'd rather be golfing. She'd rather be hiking.
Well, she's your wife, so she's a hero anyway.
She'd rather be in the woods, you know. So to be really honest, if my wife wanted to play and come up to Pine Ridge, okay, like, Jen, we don't have clubs anymore, do we?
We have rental clubs.
You have clubs? She has clubs.
We have rental clubs.
So if she brings her clubs from the 1990s up to Pine Ridge, you know, and wants to hit, you would start her, like, on range, right?
Yeah, if she just wants to hit balls. If she wants to play and feels comfortable, book a tee time and play.
Well, she's going
to
make me play putt-putt at Ocean City 2 weeks from now, so she'll get her putting game together.
But she can come up to the range, try the top tracer. As we said, the range, we've added that. We've actually added a food trailer, so you can make a full
experience. The top tracer thing blows my mind. I mean, I guess it blows my mind for any kid that would be learning in school or whatever that this would be the way that they learned. I learned with Norm Vakoski. Gave me lessons down at Furnace Branch in Glen Burnie after I went on the radio and said, I don't know anything about golf. I've been on the radio like 4 years, 95. It was after Jack Nicklaus made a run in a Masters, and it was the Greg Norman collapse. Was that 95, 96?
I think it was around there. It was mid-90s.
Okay. So that collapse happened, and I got invited out to do it. And I picked the golf club up like a baseball bat. Because my last name's Aparicio. I played a lot of baseball, right? And I picked the baseball up like this. And he's like, no. And, of course, I pulled my arms in. And that's the cardinal sin when you're water skiing or when you're golfing. Is, you know, like, golf is loose. And he taught me how to hold it. And, I was... almost 30 years old. I was 28 years old before I'd ever held a golf. That wasn't putt-putt.
Right.
That to do it the right way. So starting and fundamentally doing it right, I wouldn't let her go hack.
The thing is, though, if you played baseball, it's the same swing. If I had a club, I'd show you. I'm not a pro, but watching our pros and the people teach, you can hold it like a baseball, but your swing plane is the same. It's just
engineer. If you put her on that equipment, it would be way different than when I took her up to Kane Street to hack 20 years ago, and I was like, ooh. You know, I watched her hit, and I'm like, you didn't play softball, did you, as a kid? You know? Now, she's good at football. She surprised me. She could throw a football like a boomerang. Baseball, she throws a baseball well. She threw out the first pitch after she had cancer, so she did that. But, like, the golf thing, I took her out one time, and no offense. I mean, you know, it's my wife, but, like, golf is something she needs a professional, and I'm not the guy to help her with that.
No, we can do that.
Yeah, seriously, you know, I need – and I – you know, I've told all your pros that, you know, I said, but it would be Pine Ridge for her and it would be sophisticated.
Simple. Right.
A different level of sophistication than what we had on Kane Street 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
Well, and if she wants to learn, I mean, our director of instruction, Jalita Stack, would be the greatest. I mean, she does all of our programs at Pine Ridge for instruction for either the children to adult level.
She needs another hobby that puts her in the woods is what she needs, you know?
No.
No, she loves being outside. She loves birds. She loves nature. She likes squirrels. She'd like the skunk that lets skunk things happen on golf courses.
Well, then she'd love you.
Because that happens.
You know what we now have at the course? We have tons of deer. We have wild turkeys have just appeared like 2 years ago at Pine Ridge. Like, you're there.
Do they gobble?
Gobble? I've seen it one time is like, I think it was 20 wild turkeys.
Jen, wild turkeys on the golf course at Pine Ridge.
On the range, yeah.
It's
wild.
On the range?
Yeah, you've seen them on the range, in the back of the range.
Wild turkeys on the range. Look, she's in. Look at the smile. She's ready to play.
Oh, you see that you go in the evening, deer all over the place.
She can be a member. Can you be a member? You can be a member.
Well, no, we're public. We're anybody.
You're totally public.
No, we're public. There's no members.
So, see, I always thought, there's clubs, though.
There's private clubs, but...
No. I mean, like,
there's clubs that play, yes. There'll be...
Leagues.
Yeah,
a league is the word I'm looking for.
But we have leagues and we have clubs that they run them themselves. Like,
what I'm saying is if she fell in love with it, like this literally, if she went up, started playing and saying, I like this simulation, I'm meeting some cool people, I want to play in a ladies Tuesday night, whatever, nine, whatever it is, all of that kind of stuff exists.
Yes.
See, I would not have known of that or if that existed 25 years ago.
Right. Well, something new with this.
Like if I had a girlfriend in the 90s that wanted to play golf, it wouldn't have been like bowling in East Point where we had leagues.
No, they had leagues back then. You've had leagues forever.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the things that for a business model, that's your every week this time we have business. And it allows people to congregate. We've actually changed it where at our senior league at Forest Park on Wednesdays and Mount Pleasant on Wednesdays, you used to always go what they say off the first tee, foursomes go off. Well, if you have 60 people, the people are done like hours before the last group. So we've made the decision years ago to allow them to shotgun. So basically, we don't let anybody else in the course. We put them on all the different holes so they all finish so they can communicate, congregate afterward, get something to eat in the clubhouse.
It's a social event.
That's what it is. It becomes social.
Sure.
And it brings more people out, but it's people that...
Well, that's the reason you come out. I mean, if you wanted to sit and play video game golf, you could do that, right? Yeah. And, you know, my dear friends over at El Guapo have a simulator now in the... They have a barcade. Do you know what a barcade is?
I have an idea.
See, I'm going to teach the audience today because I don't know how many people even... When I say a golf simulator, explain to them what that is that isn't Golden Tee Golf in the old Della Roses or whatever. Because the barcade has that, but when I went in there, they literally have a corner where you swing a golf club into a net inside of the bar. Like that, they have that little thing. You have out on a golf course now, the thing that I saw you guys doing there, it's space age. That if you're a kid and you want to get better at, and I guess pitching's like that now, or hitting's like that now with baseball, that I can only imagine how addicted you could get to it.
Oh, totally. And the thing
in the way that I got addicted to Pac-Man.
Right. Well, it's about also having fun because they put games on it. You have simulations. We actually are starting. We're signing up people now. I think there's over 20 people. We just started it Monday. We're doing a Top Tracer simulator league that people come because in their program they have like world famous courses, St. Andrews. So they'll play in like Pinehurst number 2, Bethpage Black, Torrey Pines. So each week, and it's going to be Thursday nights, and people can still sign up, you'll go and you'll get four of you on the pad, and you'll all play that course and enjoy yourselves. And we're going to do drinks and food specials, but going to that. But then there's also games to people, so you can work on your game, but have fun. It's not just the old days, you're at a driving range, you're called pushing balls. People are just hitting balls and watching it fly. The data you get is insane with the cameras the Top Tracer offers. You get, if you're really into it, you're not just your ball speed, your spin. I mean, if you're trying to practice put spin, you see pros, they hit the ball in the green.
It's a video game that you get to play for real and then get to be graded on.
Well, graded, but you can learn and improve.
Improve.
And it makes it more enjoyable than just hitting balls.
Yes. You get a score.
And you can play against each other. You can have games you can do close to the pin. You can do longest drives.
If you do it on the range, at least to learn that way about shots and how you want to make a shot and where you want to put a shot, that you don't lose balls. You don't get frustrated on the course as a novice player.
Well, and also on the course, you can't just go, unless you put the ball out of bounds, you can't just drop a ball if you didn't like the way you hit it. You got to go to where you hit it. On the range, I don't like the way I hit it.
It's a more perfect practice.
Exactly.
Right, literally.
It's
time well spent. Tom Pierce is here. This is time well spent. It's our 25th anniversary. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, our friends at Window Nation. I forgot my Raskin Global gavel. I'll get all that together. He runs Classic 5. So Classic 5 Golf, you can go out on the website. We've gone through the courses. The easiest way to make, because I want to talk Philadelphia sport. I'm going to take a break, and I got to get a drink, and I'm going to get some food. We're going to figure this out, because we're going to be here for a while. We're giving stuff away as best I can, books and all that stuff. But for someone, the entryway, website, yes. Make a time, come on out, meet us, come see the courses. How many on average in like a month on these five courses, people walking through the door for the first time to golf? Because it really feels like you really are the entryway, more than a country club, more than even just a range down the street to say, I'm committed to wanting to learn how to do this. Because to your point, it's not going to a movie.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, going to the range is going to a movie. You can have fun. You don't want to throw your back out. You know, certain stretching, things you want people to do before they pick up a club for the first time ever, mm-hmm. right? But I would tell anybody, you got to get a lesson. Well, I mean, you just do.
Well, and the thing is how we have it set up. You can go and get a private lesson. That's a little more pricey because it's your time with the pro. But we do group lessons. And we found, and also like National Golf Foundation, U.S. Golf has found that, you know, you can learn from others. So it's cost effective. For like $130, you can get six different lessons for 2 hours, and you might have six other people with the one instructor.
And it really is a commitment. I mean, if you're doing it for business, for fun, for your relationship, for because it's something you want to do, you want to get whatever, you want to get back to being fit, whatever mm-hmm. it is, like the first thing is take the summer, take the fall, right? It's August. Commit to doing this Labor Day. Come out and say, I'm going to do it like a college course. September, October, November. I'm going to fall in the winter. And if I find myself wanting to book a vacation in February around it.
Right, exactly.
Because I'm telling you, Billick would have been the last guy on earth. Like, he pissed on golf. He had a tournament every year down in Queenstown. And hey, you coming down this year? Yeah, I need somebody to ride. Because we like each other, right? Mm-hmm. We would spend the whole day together in the cart, driving beer around to Kyle Bowler and Todd Heap, guys that really were golfers. You know what I mean? Mm. Stovers, people who were golfers were out there. And I never thought he'd play, ever. He's got $1 billion. He's out. He got grandkids. They ski. He's got a million hobbies. He has a boat. He reads. He's, you know. And he picked up golf. And the reason why? He wanted to be around people.
Right.
He wanted to be around people.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to embarrass himself, but he's big and he's gangly, 6'8". You know, he's all of that, and he loves it. So I know there's somebody out there that I've seen it with my own eyes.
Oh, exactly.
I've seen it in my own life.
It's a sport you can play for life. I mean, we have 80-year-olds I know playing the leagues. They're out there every week out there hitting it. And again, getting the kids when they're young.
Right.
As you learn anything, but it's a sport you'll play and you'll want to do, and whether you want to play competitively. I mean, I got into golf. My parents both played. My older brother's good. I mean, he belongs to a club in the Philadelphia area, and years ago, he's won their club championship. My older sister was really good.
I like watching people play. I went out and did the Mount Washington Pediatric. Big shout out to Paula Bragg. Love you. Appreciate you. Leonard Raskin was a part of this. Invited me out. I've been out there a couple times during the plague and after, but I went out about six. It was early June. Went out. It was an unbelievably beautiful day. It was like that 75, it was a San Diego Torrey Pine. It was a perfect day, right? And I went out and I did, you know, I'd say 2 hours on the course, and we went course to course. And Leonard doesn't golf. He putts. He's an Ocean City golfer, right? So he has this putter that he got at his wedding 30 years ago. He pulls the putter out, and it was like watching Minnesota Fats. It was like he was the best putter on almost every green I went out to, and I'm like, look at you.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, this is what I do at tournaments. I buy naming rights, and I meet everybody at the tournament, and it's the greatest day, and I get to meet everybody. Right. It's outside, and I'm a good putter, and I learned how to putt really well. I've been putting on my whole mm-hmm. life, and that's his. And I had the greatest time delivering beer and watching. But watching – just, you know, Jeff Moeller's a great golfer. I've been out with watching him perfectly hit a ball and ping it.
But it's not
out
about
on the 15th and on a beautiful day. I get the allure. I mean, I
right,
really
right.
do.
But it's not about the perfect and being a good golfer. As you're saying, that I played competitive sports all my life. Golf was one. I just did it for fun. I never did it competitively. I did other sports as a kid.
But you don't want to be out there kicking dirt and
putting the
balls in the pond.
No, I mean, but you can still
play
well.
I've always felt
the
golf. I didn't need to be perfect, but I need to be competent.
Oh, it's competence different than being like if guys are hitting 300
yards. When I went out and played tennis with somebody that wasn't competent, it just wasn't any fun.
Right, but you're not playing against other people. You're playing against yourself. That's the beauty of golf. You're playing the course. You play with
your
other people.
I just need to get better at it first before I go out. And I don't need to, you know, shoot a 90. I mean, I'm not an idiot. It's tough.
Yeah.
And I always pissed on it saying the ball doesn't move because, like, as a baseball guy, I always felt like, and I'm arrogant 25 years enough to say this, if I golfed every day, I would get good enough at it to be good enough at it to be pissed at myself for whatever my handicap is, right? In the same way that I bowl all my life, and if I went out and bowl, I would have an expectation that, you know, I'm not going to stink at it. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but it's all that's all for you. And when you're playing with your playing partners, nobody really... whoever you're playing with, they shouldn't care how you do. They want you to do well, but they're also playing the course, but it's also the 4 hours with your friends.
Right.
I mean, one of the things we just did in June, Pine Ridge...
It can't be anything else. I'm not going on tour.
Right, right. But it's supposed to be fun. You're enjoying the time.
If it's not fun, then I'm here today at Costas on my 25th anniversary. I could have just let it... I'm here because it's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to do fun things.
Right,
you know?
And enjoying the outside, enjoying the people you're with. I mean, that's what it's about. And so many people, I think they get so down on themselves, and it's so, oh, this is hard, or they get upset. It's like, you're outside. Enjoy the time you're with. Doesn't matter what your score is.
Right.
There are people that want to do that, and that's fine. But that's the beauty of the game. It's good for everyone.
And the fun that I see people having when they golf, and I went out and shotgun start. So all these, you know, all the carts are up top, the little speech, and they're talking about Mount Washington. Great group of folks over there. Give to them if you can. And everybody's smiling. It was a perfect day. And we went course to course. How are you hitting them? Ah, I stink today, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the spirit of, like, what you do every single day.
Exactly. And that's what we want to have. I mean, it's great going. It's one thing if we sold widgets, or I marketed widgets, things that people don't need. But when it's golf, people, it's like, wow, this is their oasis away from work.
Well, that's what sports is for people,
correct,
right? Absolutely. All right, Tom Pierce is here, Classic 5. We're Costas. It's our 25th anniversary. I'm going to give you the first ticket here. 001 goes to Tom. And the Maryland Lottery's put us on the road doing this crazy crab cake tour. This is sort of a part of the Maryland crab cake tour for sure. We are going to be, let's see, I'm off the top of my head, I don't have my phone in front of me. Oh, it's in my pocket. Let me see here. You want me to go through all the dates?
Sure.
I want to do that. On behalf of our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. All sorts of summer deals. Make that stuff happen. How do I get my weekly calendar up here? Oh, there we go. Okay. So next week, we are going to be, I should know my own schedule better than this. We're going to be at Greenmount Station in Hampstead next Wednesday from 2 until 5. I got great guests for that. Carl Delmont's going to come out. We're going to talk about everything they got going on there. We are going to be on the 29th at Pappas in Glen Burnie. First time there. So I'm looking forward to that. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman's going to join us on that one. I also have some other special guests that day talking about productivity, which I'm into. We're going to be at the Hollywood Casino in Perryville, where Adam Jones was the other night. We're going to be there at the Barstool Sports. And we're also going to be at Fadley's to kick off the football season on September 15th. That is a Friday morning. And I've got I got a whole Coppin State thing going on that day. They're our partner. We run their game, so we're excited about that. So the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. Philadelphia guy. You had tasty cakes. You probably had Schmitz beer.
Schlitz, too.
Yeah, you know, so, like, I'm thinking all the Philadelphia stuff. They do that god-awful pizza without the cheese. The hell is that?
Tomato pie.
Shit on that, man. Peach cake? Have you ever had peach cake?
I don't like peaches. So, no.
What are you, a communist? Are you from Pennsylvania? Yep. Where are you from?
I'm from outside of Philadelphia.
They grow the best peaches in the world, Pennsylvania.
Just don't like the taste of them.
Was it the texture?
It's a taste. I just don't like the taste. I don't like things flavored peach either.
What else don't you like that I should know about? You don't like ice cream, fried chicken?
Oh, God, no. I was telling you about Tillamook when I was out in Oregon. No, I love ice cream.
Why do pretzels always taste better in Philadelphia?
Water. From the creek. From the Schuylkill. The best thing is, as a kid growing up, you come out of the vet and you got the people with the shopping carts with the long Philly pretzels.
Story of my life, dude.
And keep asking, is it a day old? All right, I'll give you a dollar for eight.
So my wife would tell you this, and Moeller would certainly tell you this. Tom Capps here, one of our partners here at WNST. Good to see him out and fit all that pickleball he's doing. I asked him if pickleball was for old people. I know that plays it is, you know.
No, I know a lot of people that play it that are in their 30s. Not as many 20-year-olds, but 30s, 40s, 50s.
I'm still young enough to think one day I'll play tennis once I get my back fixed. But that's probably going to be a surgical procedure that I'm unwilling to perform right now when I'm doing yoga 5 days a week and feel pretty good.
Right.
So that's why I'm not golfing. That's why I'm not gaming. That's why I'm not out fielding grounders, which every time I see baseball and the Orioles get good, like, I want to grab my glove. And, you know, like, my wife's never seen me play baseball in any capacity in 20 years. And she sort of laughs to think that I was, like, actually decent at it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a state championship team. So, like, the whole different level playing baseball in Dundalk in the 80s.
Oh, I can
believe
that.
Like, we had guys that play ball, you know. And I played ball, but I didn't play ball. you know. But yeah, I mean, the whole athletic thing, it's passed me by, but I'm enjoying it again. And what's not to enjoy? You're a Philadelphia sports fan, right?
Of course.
You went to the World Series last year.
Yes.
Right.
It was amazing. And that's why I have the feeling that's like the
old Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah.
The Sixers matter.
Yes.
The Flyers stink. The way God meant for it to be.
No, they stink. They're horrible.
God,
no, but
great.
I have that feeling with what the Orioles are doing now, it's reminding me of the Phillies last year. They're winning the tight games. They didn't win last night, but they're winning those games. They're looking good. I mean, I'm telling my family members, my wife's family members, all from Baltimore, and they're all being pessimistic. I'm like, they're going to win the division.
We're going to do a whole thing, you and me, on Philadelphia when we continue. Tom Pierce is here, Classic Five. He was trying to talk to me before the show with all this Live Aid, JFK, Spectrum, Philly, Vet, Ted Sizemore, Mike Schmidt, Michael Jack Schmidt. So we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell him some stories about my childhood and loving the Phillies that you know nothing about my passion for the 1980s Philadelphia Phillies and Pete Rose and Joe Morgan and the conflict that I had in my heart and in my soul during the 1983 World Series. Tom Pierce is here. He runs Classic Five Golf. You can find them. They're one of our sponsors and friends, which is why we're together, which is why I made it 25 years. We're here at Costas. They're going to bring me crab cakes and that ridiculous seafood tower that they do. My wife's here. We're giving away stuff. And we're going to have some fun and just continue to storytell. We're going to be at Drug City on Friday doing a Maryland crab cake tour. But we'll come back and I will go to my dirty, dirty, dirty roots of, yo, Adrian, I did it. It's 25 years. We're back for more at Costas. Stay with us.